So how does prasadam purify when we offer the food to Krishna? Krishna is pavitranam pavitram yo mangalanam cha mangalam. That he is the most pure among all pure. He is the most auspicious among all auspicious things. So anything that comes in contact with Krishna, that becomes pure. So when we offer the food to Krishna, at that time, see, Krishna is omnipotent. Anganiyasya sakalendriya vritti manti. So Krishna doesn't have to physically consume the food. Krishna can just glance with his eyes. All his senses have the potency of the other senses. So even when Krishna glances at the food, he actually, by the glance, he's accepting it. And when he accepts it, the food becomes purified by contact with him. So the food that we offer is actually a means for expressing affection. Just like, say, usually in cultured families, you know, if you go to visit some relative or you go to visit some friends, you know, we make it, say, take a tiffin, or we get a small box in which we made some nice, some delicacies for them. And then say one child goes from one house to another house, you know, then the mother may give some tiffin with some sweets over there. And now somebody seeing from outside, you know, okay, the tiffin went inside. And then when the child is returning from this family back, you know, that family also, they will not give the tiffin empty. They will fill it with some other sweets and they will give it back. From the external point of view, the same tiffin is going in, the same tiffin is coming out. But internally what is happening? There is reciprocation. You know, the sweet that went in, that expressed the affection of this family for that family. And the sweet that is coming out, that is expressing the affection of this family for that family now. So like that, for us, when we offer food to Krishna, that food is an expression of our bhakti for Krishna. And that's why when we offer bhoga, we try to cook with a devotional attitude. We try to maybe have some kirtan or something like that going on when we are cooking the food. We offer the food to Krishna properly, prayerfully. And so then our bhakti is being offered to Krishna. And then when Krishna accepts it, Krishna gives his kripa, his mercy. So the food externally remains the same, just as the box remains the same. But when our bhakti goes to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates by giving his kripa. And when his mercy comes through the food, then those who eat the food, they become purified. So now, prasadam purifies. Prasadam is a means to purification, but it is not the only means to purification. That means, if I just take prasad, I don't do anything else, I'll be purified. But whenever there is anything spiritual manifesting in this world, the spiritual manifestation also follows, usually doesn't violate the material laws. That means if I have the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita is a very sacred book. But if I put the Bhagavad Gita in water, you know, the pages will get spoiled. So the Bhagavad Gita's spirituality is not seen by, if I put the Bhagavad Gita in water, does it get spoiled or not? That's not the way to see it. But if I study the Bhagavad Gita, I approach it with a devotional attitude, then its wisdom will illumine me. So like that, prasadam also, it will follow the material laws. So if I overeat, it may cause me stomach upset. If I overeat, I may become fat. All that is possible. But that material laws apply, but above the material, there is a spiritual reality. That when we take prasadam, because Krishna's mercy is there, it purifies us. And then the extent to which it purifies us will depend on how much is our devotional disposition also. So if we take prasadam with a very devotional attitude, prayerful attitude, then the purification is much more. But overall, anything that has contact with Krishna, that purifies. And prasad is actually, because it has been offered to Krishna, it is permeated with his mercy. And that's how it is purifying. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yeah, you had a question. Yes.